As Britney Spears once said, you want a hot body? You want a Bugatti? You want a Maserati? You better work, bitch. Hey, bad biddies. Oh my god. Hey guys, we are now in my moment, hosted by yours truly, Priscilla. I hope you guys are doing great and are getting that bag, you know. It's all about speaking into your success. That was not a sentence. It's all about speaking your success into existence. That's what I meant to say. As much as a lot of people don't believe in that stuff, I still think it works. You know, manifesting. But anyways, if it's not that obvious, which I think it is, I've been gone for like a month almost. I think, yeah. So let me just break it down really quick before I get started. So as you guys know, I'm from Texas, okay? And I think it was, oh my god, what day was it? I think it was like mid-February. I think it was like Valentine's Day, or I don't know. I don't really remember, if I'm being quite honest. But there was a huge snowstorm, and it threw everyone off, including me. And I was couch jumping from friends' houses for like a week and a half, and I didn't have any water, electricity. I literally, and you know what irks me the most, what bothered me the most out of this entire experience, it was the fact that the day that it happened, I had just bought like a ton of groceries, like probably like $100 worth of groceries to last me, like for the rest of the, like maybe the rest of the month, a couple weeks, right? So, oh my god, I lost all of that because most of it was like in the refrigerator and, or like it expired or whatever. I was so upset, but I mean, I want to believe that everything happens for a reason. I don't know. I think my guardian angel drinks, and that's just, oh my god, I don't know. Oh my god. So yeah, you can only imagine how that week was for me. And it, you know, I didn't, we like, oh my god, Texas like was closed for like 2 weeks. No one had, oh my god, sorry, I cracked my knuckles. I'm gonna do like a quick ASMR. Okay, that's all you'll get. But no, yeah, like Texas shut down for a fat minute, and I didn't, oh my god, I think that week was really busy too, like with school. Like you can only imagine like the students and professors and teachers and et cetera, that couldn't do their work. And mind you, a lot of the professors that I dealt with, and so like did my other friends, they were like as understanding as you'd think they would be in a time like this. Like people didn't have heat for a week, and it was like temperatures as low as like 30 in people's houses, and probably even worse in other areas that, you know, like I don't know, but where I was, it was really low and it was freezing. Oh my god, like I was so freaking grateful that I had friends here that opened their homes to me and, you know, let me stay there for a couple days. Like it was just hell. It was hell, like the best way I could put it. And so like most of the roads were closed. You couldn't go to the store, and it was like COVID. Like you remember when at the stores, like the shelves were just gone. Everything was gone. It was almost exactly like that, but worse. Like shelves were cleared. It had been a while since I had seen any of that. And like, thank God, like we were able to find like some like food products or whatever to like eat for that week. And oh my god, like I think the only places that did have food were like restaurants that, you know, they have inventory and stuff. So I think that was probably the best part. Like if we didn't have any food for that night or whatever, we could go out to eat and it was fine. But yeah, I mean, trash. That week was trash. Threw me off. And now you're probably wondering, what, like, get to the point, like, why weren't you here for like almost a month? Well, because that week threw me off, and well, week and a half, and I don't want to make excuses for myself, but I needed to catch up on school. Like, mind you, the professors just put everything for that week to the next week, so it just kind of like piled on, and I had exam after exam because, like, yeah, like, it was all the stuff from the week prior, so, like, I was just not feeling it, and it was just a little extra burnt out type of feeling from the semester, and, you know, cherry on top, perfect way to, oh my god, to start the year off, like, a month in, like, it was, like, a month and a half in of the year, and that happened. Oh my god. But yeah, and like, my mom was like, just come back, like, to our house, like, to my, like, my parents' house. And I was like, no, like, I think I can last here. Like, I don't know why I like to make myself suffer. So I ended up staying, like, as long as I could, in my town, in my city. Plus, beside the point, I couldn't even, like, move anywhere. Like, a 15-minute trip would be 45 minutes because I'd have to find other routes and other roads that were open. Like, mind you, everything was closed. It was crazy to get to HEB or Walmart or Trader Joe's or whatever. It was crazy. It was a crazy, like, week and a half. And people were obviously still without electricity, water. Let me specify how long I did not have water. And for context, Texas is not prepared for weather that was as low as it was. A lot of cities don't have the piping and, like, the architecture, the engineering, the plumbing, you know, that type of stuff for the weather that we experience. So pipes bursted because people were just YOLO turning on the water, like turning the water back on for the apartment complexes or the communities. I don't know how the water system works in cities, but pipes were bursting, and there's a ton of stuff that, like, was getting broken. And, like, for example, for my apartment complex, trying to get the plumbers over here was a hard, like, it was a hassle because there's so many other places that did not have we're dealing with the same problem, right? And for example, we needed, like, my apartment complex needed a certain type of piping or something like that. Texas sold out. We had to order them out of state, and I had to wait, and along with my neighbors and everyone else in the buildings surrounding me, for the piping to get transported over here. It was just a mess, and I didn't have water for 2 weeks. It's horrible. And then, like, the internet, just everything was just not okay. So oh my god, like, you can only imagine how stressed out I was, because there's assignments getting needed to be turned in, or certain, like, reports or papers that were due that my professors wouldn't move. And I don't know, I felt embarrassed to ask for more time. I feel like if I did ask for more time to complete some assignments, they wouldn't believe me, or, like, I don't know. It's really weird. Like, with everything being online, I feel like the professors are, and, like, teachers are being less and less lenient, because they think, oh, like, on my end, everything's fine. They can finish, like, the workload or whatever. But they don't, like, oh my god, they don't listen, and they don't pay attention, like, to the students. There was a ton of people with no internet for a long time. I know I had to drive up to, like down a couple, like, down the road in order to get service where I was. Like, no. So that should give a good explanation as to why I was gone. So, but oh my god, guys, shower thought. Did you guys know that people from Michigan are called Michiganders? That's so, like, it's so cute. Like, you know how, like, Texas, Texans, New Yorkers, Californians, Michiganders. If there's anyone, I don't know, because I was just thinking about that. I was like, oh my god, what do you call people from Ohio? Ohioans, like Indianers, North Caroliners, Carolinians. Like, I had to Google that, but there's so many other, like, results, like, other words, but whatever. Whatever you're doing right now, whether it's workout or homework or cleaning, let's make it a good time. So for this episode, I will be talking about college and my transition and my experience going through the beginning of a new chapter of life in a panoramic. So for context, I always say that, I'm sorry, but like, it's just, I don't know, it's my phrase. When COVID hit in March of 2020, it was the March of my senior year of high school. I remember that it was a Friday and my high school was having a non-nutritional day, which is like when all the clubs and organizations have a chance to fundraise and sell food and whatnot. And I had an event for student council that day. So I was all dressed up and it was like League of Legends and I had to make a speech and I do actually remember that the word of COVID was out like in the news by this time. And it was like the last day of school before spring break started. Happy anniversary, COVID. So I guess a lot of people used COVID as an excuse to not go to school that day. So there was a big chunk of student population that did not go to school that day. And it felt like really weird. Like, it was just a weird day. Like, vibes, you know? And I know that there's a lot of people who said that March 13th just did not feel good. There's a super weird vibe. But little did we know. But I mean, I was definitely thrown off by everything. And I think the whole class of 2020 in general just got like an IOOP moment. For a long time, I think everyone was like, nah, like this will be over by summer. We'll still have prom and graduation. And nope, that did not happen. Everyone was crushed finding out that there wasn't going to be a prom. And I was like, thank God, because I knew I was not going to have to find a date. So I wouldn't have to spend a ton of money on a dress that I know damn well I was only going to wear for that night. Although, I didn't feel too bad because I went to prom in 2019, the year before, my junior year, with a group of friends. But it was obviously like not the same because it wasn't my class. The best way I could word this whole situation for the students is, the universe played us. We didn't get to experience a normal 4 years of high school. So, yeah, I mean, that sucks. And then I ended up graduating with half of my class in June 2020. And at least it was something. Like, I'm very grateful we at least got the ceremony. It was obviously super strict with a bunch of rules. Like, we had to stay in our chairs and we couldn't stand up to say hi to our friends. And what sucked was, like, I had friends graduating in the first half of my class, like names A through L or whatever, and they were the day before me, so I didn't get to graduate with my friends, if that makes sense. Like, it felt weird. But finishing and graduating from high school like that felt like being pushed off a cliff. It was so sudden, and we all just had to get mentally prepared and ready for the real world. For the real world. And I do realize that the class of 2021 and down were also affected and probably worse than my class, but this is my experience, so I don't care at the moment. But by the time it was like spring and I had received my acceptance letter from my university, I remember applying in the fall, and it gave off major oh well vibes. I kept telling myself YOLO. Like, I felt like I was a car dealership trying to sell a rusty old car, hence me being the car. And I honestly just hated the competition behind applying and taking the SATs and stuff. Like, with my classmates, people took that so seriously and definitely not for the right reasons. And what I mean by that is, it felt like everyone needed something to satisfy the thought of yourself from other people. It was always a competition to see where the other person was going or where everyone else was going. Everyone needed to know that they were going here and whatnot. Oh my God. As if everyone had to know Sally was going to UT and she got a 1450 on her SATs and she's like, where are you going? Are you just going to stay in Laredo? Like, it doesn't matter. Like, I I could not be going to college and that would be fine. Or I could just stay in my hometown and it would be fine. But no. Like, who cares? I still stand by my decision from, like, not telling anyone what my SAT score was, because there was always room for judgment. Some might say it's being insecure or embarrassed by my score, but I honestly didn't want to hear other people's opinion of my future. I applied to colleges that were also in my price range. I always noticed how people just applied and didn't think about the financial aspect of college and, like, your apartment or your dorm or how you're gonna pay for it. Like, what the hell? And I thought about my scholarships and whether or not I knew my family and I could handle the tuition and cost of living wherever I was going. It's a whole different story if you have scholarship opportunities and financial stability, you know? Like, I knew damn well I couldn't afford UT or Baylor, so I decided not to go there. And that's fine. That's probably, like, the best advice I can give incoming freshmen or seniors who are applying. Like, investigate everything about each college you're applying to. And, like, self-reflect with your parents and yourself. Like, plan ahead. Like, I have friends who had made plans for jobs and scholarships and how they were going to get, like, financially stable, you know, after moving out. And something that I felt that a lot of people were going through was the pressure of applying to the right place. You know, like, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter where you end up deciding, like, where you want to go for college. Like, even if you don't go, you should still be very proud of yourself for deciding, like, on what you want to do with your life. Even if college has nothing to do with it, it's very important to realize that. And it's a lot of pressure for someone at the age of, like, 17, 18, if that makes sense. And the experience of being a senior, like, for incoming freshmen and seniors right now, everyone has been through what you're going through. And trust me, at the end of the day, all that matters is deciding on what makes you happy and what will make your future worth it for you. Like, find something and the place that will make you motivated to make your future valuable to you and not to anyone else. So, apart from that, the independence of being on your own in a whole new city is definitely a challenge. It's not good or it's not a hard or easy challenge either, though. Getting used to the city and traffic and people was obviously not going to be as easy as I thought when I moved here. The city's pace is definitely a lot faster than my hometown, so I just had to keep up. And I feel like eventually I did, and I have been able to keep up. And living on your own comes with its own challenges as well, like cooking and cleaning and paying bills. My God. But thankfully, I haven't had such a hard time. But it does feel amazing to keep yourself steady in your first home. Like, wow, like, I'm actually doing this by myself. I don't owe it to anyone. Like, I'm here because I've decided to keep, persevering and pushing, like, my limits. And obviously, because also my mom and friends and whatever, like, too, right? But it does come with a lot of self-accountability. Like, you need to do this, you need to do that. If not, you're going to be living in another freeway. But, yeah, thankfully I haven't had such a hard time, but it does feel amazing. So, obviously it does suck after a while. Like, not having socialization, since you're essentially stuck at home all day in the same spot, and you want to look for any excuse to not do school and homework and whatever, you need like an excuse to move around. But online schools definitely does not help and accommodate someone who is by themselves. I don't think a lot of people appreciated having that class time for lectures and in-person connections with your classmates until COVID started. I do definitely feel like I've lost out on the college experience and making the friends that would last a lifetime, essentially. There have been definitely moments where I've felt like no one notices me anymore and I don't have anyone to talk to after a long day of school and homework. COVID sucks, but, you know, like, what can we do? Everyone's on their own, like, schedule, it's hard to keep up with other friends. Like, I definitely have stopped talking to a lot of my friends because, you know, you get so burnt out. Like, you don't have the energy to talk to anyone. Like, I noticed that even with my parents. Like, I just don't want to talk anymore. Like, I don't find motivation for anything. And, oh my God, like, I don't know. It's rough. It's rough out here. And, you know, I just found funny. So, you know how, like, there's freshman 15, you're apparently supposed to gain weight because you're stressed out and whatever? Well, the class of 2020 not only got the freshman 15, but the quarantine 15. So, yay. But apart from that, you know, I have had a hard time keeping up with my mental health, and I think a lot of other people have too. And again, I think it does go back to that accountability. Like, it is hard. Like, I do believe that everyone has been having, like, a different experience. You know, there's a lot of factors that come into play because of COVID and, like, what it's caused. And I know in my experience, I've slacked off on mental health, and keeping up with your health is, like, oh my God, how do I explain it? Like, I haven't gone to work out in a while, and people just forget to keep up with that sort of stuff, you know? And I've seen, like, even videos on TikTok, like, people cleaning their rooms after quarantine, you know? When everything started in March of 2020, I think people found an excuse to have, like, a mental pause, which of course resulted in living in filth. So, like, there's a ton of, like, TikToks that I've seen that people are like, I'm cleaning up my rooms, like, and I don't know, I think everyone needs to be able to find that balance of work, school, and, you know, your lifestyle. That makes no sense, but hopefully it does. But yeah, I mean, oh man, I can go on and on about online school and the transition, and I wouldn't even wish this on anyone. I think starting college as a freshman with online school definitely sucks, but we have to go through it anyways. I think this is a learning experience. Again, everything does happen for a reason. I think this is just preparing us for, you know, other circumstances that we might deal with in the future. And, oh my God, I don't know. It's hard. I know a lot of people have been going through it. You know, it's very difficult being in the same environment all day. I know that my university gives the opportunity for students to go on campus. Like, they keep the buildings open, and you can go and, you know, have a quick change of environment and do your work and whatnot. So that's really great. But I know a lot of universities still have their campuses closed. The idea of in-person classes have thankfully been thrown out. Oh my God, like, I haven't heard, like, great news in a long time. And, oh my God, I can't learn in my environment that's supposed to be where it's considered my safe space, if that makes sense. My environment where I'm supposed to be comfortable and stuff, you know, like, I can't mix those two worlds. And again, this does not make sense. But the best way I can word it is, I like to keep my school environment at school. I can't bring it back home. It's really weird, but that's just how I am. And I know a lot of friends that are like having trouble with online school too, so I don't feel that bad. But oh my God, I envy the people that, like, are doing a lot better. I find it really hard to learn new material through, like, Zoom or online lectures. It's really weird. I just wish us the best, to be honest. I hope this is all over soon. I didn't realize how hard the transition would be until it was happening. Like, the first couple nights on my own, after my parents were like, okay, well, we're leaving now, this is a part where you are on your own, I was like, okay. And it was hard getting used to it, but you know, I think I've settled, and thank God, like, I have an excuse to go back every month. I go back a weekend to my hometown every month, just to, like, chill out, thank God, because of my braces. Like, if I didn't have braces, I would probably rarely go back home. First spring break, I actually spent the whole time over there. And mind you, I was at my hometown for like 2 weeks because of the storm stuff. Like, I didn't have water. Like, I was just like, okay. I literally did not have water until last week. Like, thank God, like, everything was fixed. But yeah, I mean, it was a good time for me to, like, just chill out. But okay, so I'm gonna backtrack a lot. So a lot of you guys are probably gonna ask, like, oh, like, what's my major and whatever. So okay, let me just talk about that. So when I was applying, I noticed, you know, everyone's introduced to the idea of, like, you have to choose something under your certain area of study where it will coincide with your career. So, for example, me, I want to be a dermatologist in the future. So I had to choose a science that would be under that area. That makes no sense. Let's pretend. So I had the options of, like, chemistry, bio, life and health sciences, or something like that. I saw biochemistry and I was like, oh, I again don't know why I like to make myself suffer. I was like, you know, YOLO, you only go to college once, like, why not do something that would be a challenge for yourself? Like, I want to put myself through this for some reason. And you're probably like, sister, like, biochemistry's for, like, pharmaceutical, like, whatever. And I was like, no, I don't care. I want to know what it is. I want to be able to say I studied biochemistry in college, because it's really rare that someone says that. I think it's really cool. So yeah, that's what my major is. I want to be a dermatologist later. I don't know why. I find it fascinating that I will be able to pick pimples and pop some cysts and whatever. Not pop cysts, but, you know, get rid of that stuff. And it's just going to be a good time. I have fun doing it. Like, oh my God, I love popping pimples. Like, oh my God, I don't know. Like, if my friend will have something, I'll be like, can I please do the honors? Like, I am obsessed. I have a problem. And of course, I obviously follow Dr. Pimple Popper. I watch all her videos on TikTok. It's just fascinating. Even, like, before she starts saying, like, oh, it's a this and it's that, I'm like, oh no, that's a cyst. No, that's a, you know, I'm obsessed. I have a problem. And I actually also was like, I really want to do earwax removal, guys. Like, earwax removal. It's crazy. If you need a new crack, like, you know, my crack is pimple popping. So I was like, dude, earwax removals. Oh my God, I love that. And also, like, dandruff. Dude, oh my God, I love watching the, like, repairing of a scalp with, like, they take off, like, all the dandruff. Jesus Christ, I love. And, like, the lice videos, no. Well, those are, like, last place. I can't with bugs. Like, no, thank you. No. But, dude, earwax removals are so good. Highly recommend. Oh my God, and then don't even get me started on, like, the ingrown toenail removals. Those are so fascinating. I love it. They're like cutting, like, the nail, like the toenail, and oh my gosh, and like taking off the fungus of, like, on, like, a toe. Dude, crack, literal crack. Watch those, look it up. It's so amazing. And oh my God, I don't know how someone could be disgusted by it. Like, it's so cool. I don't know, I'm weird. But we're just gonna keep it at that, so. But yeah, so back to college, graduation, whatever. So I heard, from what I've heard, a lot of high schools are actually making a prom for class of 2021 and are going to probably more than likely receive a normal graduation ceremony. Like, that's cool. At least you guys get something, you know. It's been a rough year. It's obviously going to be, like, social distance and probably really strict. I don't know how it's going to work with, like, dancing, like, dates. Oh, my God. I No, I don't know. But yeah, I mean, y'all are gonna get something. That's pretty cool. Ew. My crackhead neighbors are yelling outside. Oh my God, stop yelling. Dude, that's what I hate about apartments. Like, the walls are so... Well, my apartment complex's walls are so thin. I could hear everything. And my neighbor's probably like, this bitch... this crackhead next door, like me, I'm the crackhead, has been talking to herself for like an hour. Like, can you imagine what they're thinking right now? If you haven't heard, my dog in the background, he's with me for the week. Here's some background info. So obviously, how I said, I do, as a matter of fact, get lonely, but it's okay. Normalize feeling lonely, okay? I knew I wouldn't be able to, you know, I could barely, like, be able to have a stable relationship with myself. I knew I wouldn't be ready to have a dog or a pet at my apartment yet. So the best I could work out with my parents was I can bring my dog for a week up to my apartment. And they're like, finally, they gave in and were like, yeah, you can have him for the week. Because this weekend, I actually do go back. So, yeah, I'm really happy that he's with me. Like, it feels so nice feeling like there's someone else with you. That's really sad. But let's pretend that sounded normal. I am really happy. Like, I've been taking pictures of him. Like, I've been spoiling him. And giving him, like, food and stuff. But, oh my God, I'm so happy. I got him a new collar. I'm having a great time. But, yeah. I think it's really good to know, like, if you can't keep yourself together, like, you know you're not ready to have a pet. Like, my mom knew, like, no, you're not taking him. When, like, I first moved here. Because... I wasn't ready, you know? I'm still learning how to take care of myself, which sounds really dumb, but, like, if you're an adult, you know. Like, you need to be able to take care of yourself before you can take care of something else, you know? It comes with an extra responsibility. And my mom was like, no, he's gonna get depressed if you take him. Like, wow, thanks, Mom. But she's right. You know, like, I know he's not an apartment dog. Like, he's just... He needs a yard and... And he needs to be able to run freely, but it's okay. He's my comfort dog. And plus, like, my dog is very much a, like, sleepy dog. He's chill. He's not, like, rowdy. He's really chill. He just likes to sleep. But I think also, like, to close off, I found that living by myself led me to find myself. That sounded very crackhead, but hear me out. The solitude, well, you're obviously gonna get lost in thought, and I think I needed to spend a lot of time by myself in order to figure out who I want to be and what type of person I am, and just self-reflection on a lot of different things. But yeah, I really hope you guys liked this topic. I know it's all over the place, but I'm going to get back into the groove of my structure, if that makes any sense. So thank you guys for bearing with me. I promise you'll get a new episode soon. And this topic was all over the place, and thank you so much for listening. You guys can follow me on the podcast Instagram for any updates and stuff. So it's the In My Moment podcast on Instagram, and you can follow my main account, Priscilla Shelburne, and yeah, you guys can just keep up with me there. And yeah, so I wish you guys the best. Have a good week, have a good day, and yeah, stay cool, be rad. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.